to Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Hi there. Glad to hear you again on the radio here. I always, when I can, I always listen to you. You know that? And because I've called in before. And today I have a couple of questions. What would you recommend for treatment of a herniated or ruptured, I think herniated disc might be the name?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you about the reason we got the magnetic energy equipment in at Tahoma Clinic. And here's the reason. I was at a convention, and there was going to be a presentation about this. So I thought, well, what the heck? I don't know anything about it. I think I'll go watch it. All right. The presentation combined a speaker with some movie clips a few years ago. So I guess it was a regular movie, not a PowerPoint or anything. And in the first clip, here's a fella lying on his back on the stretcher, and he tried sitting up, and you could tell he was in a heck of a lot of pain, and then he lied back down again. And then they showed us a picture of the MRI scan of his spine, and his disc had herniated all the way across his spinal cord, I'm not kidding you, and it was compressing his spinal cord, and that's why he couldn't sit up without any pain. And he was told that all he could do was surgery. All right. So then he was exposed to the magnetic energy, which is the same strength of magnetic energy that's found in an MRI scan, except the magnetic energy is flowing out. It's not being used to make an image as in an MRI, but it's the same strength. And he did that for, my goodness, nearly 200 hours, not in a row. It's like 8 to 10 hours a night, and you sleep with the magnet heads above and below where he slept with the magnetic heads above and below where the disc herniation was. All right, and as he told us in the second film clip, when he was walking up and down the hall with no pain, and I'm not kidding you, ma'am, this was at this presentation, he told us, "I don't have any pain." Oh, and by the way, here's my MRI, and the MRI came on the screen, and oh my goodness, the disc was back where it belonged. And I found that very, very surprising, but that is what happened. And so I thought, hey, if it can do something like that for this guy, who knows, maybe it can do some other things too. And I subsequently found it can do many other things that I won't go into right here, but the only other option is surgery if your disc has slipped far enough. And this one, I just tripped over at a convention, but we do have the equipment for that type of treatment at Tahoma Clinic if one wants to try it.
Well, if a person come in there to the clinic for treatment and you have to have 200 hours of treatment, that's a long time, isn't it?
Well, let's see. If you divide 10 into 200, that's 20 nights in a row, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm not saying anybody has to do this. It's just what's recommended by the person who put the equipment together in the first place is that it be consecutive nights.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. And another question I have. My niece has a problem with her, sciatic nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And it causes her a lot of pain. I was wondering what she could maybe do for that.
Has she seen a chiropractor somewhere? That's always a place at least to start if we got sciatic nerve pain, just in case there's compression on it from the vertebrae being out of line. I'll usually recommend that people check with a good chiropractor someplace and see if that's it. Now, having said that, there's one other thing, too, that I got from the Merck Manual, the drug company, from 1957, and they had a manual on vitamin B12. Now, where did they get a manual on vitamin B12? Because you can't patent this stuff. Aha! But you could patent the way of making bioidentical vitamin B12, and so they patented the means of making the bioidentical B12, and that's why they had the manual through 1957, because that's when their patent ran out. All right, what did it say in that manual for 1957? It said that for many cases of sciatic nerve pain, why you give in, this is for doctors, of course, you give injections of vitamin B12 combined with vitamin B1, and what do you know? In many cases, the pain is a lot better or it's gone. All right. Well, I didn't read that in 1957. I didn't read that until the 1970s, but I tried it, and I'd say it's worked for about 60-65% of the people we try it for to completely eliminate the pain. And for probably another 10%, it mostly eliminates the pain, and it doesn't work for some people, but it does work for the majority, and I got it right out of the Merck manual on vitamin B12, ma'am.
Well, I know she's had a few operations from, say, birth, and so her body isn't built like the normal body. I mean, she kind of looks like she has one leg longer type, you know, to the other, shorter. And anyway, she wants to take some weight off and that, and I just thought there was maybe something real simple. She says she doesn't, she keeps putting off going to the doctor about anything, and I tried to get her to go to the chiropractor last year, and she didn't go, but...
well, I'm glad you tried.
Yeah. We'll do it that way then. I appreciate your help here and your program.
Well, thank you for saying so, ma'am, and thank you for calling.